Today's passage reading is Exodus chapter 36, verses 2 to 7, and 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 1 to 5. I'll read the Exodus first. Exodus chapter 36, verse 2 to 7. Exodus chapter 36, verses 2 to 7. Then Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him, to come to the work to perform it. They received from Moses all the contributions which the sons of Israel had brought to perform the work in the construction of the sanctuary. And they still continue bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. And all the skillful men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work which he was performing. And they said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the construction work which the Lord commanded us to perform." So Moses issued a command, and a proclamation was circulated throughout the camp saying, "Let no man or woman any longer perform work for the contributions of the sanctuary." Thus the people were restrained from bringing any more, for the material they had was sufficient and more than enough for all the work to perform it. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 1 to 5.
역대상 22장 1절부터 5절 말씀.
Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David gave orders to gather the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, and he set stone cutters to hew out stones to build the house of God. David prepared large quantities of iron to make the nails for the doors of the gates and for the clamps, and more bronze than could be weighed, and timbers of cedar logs beyond number. For the Sidonians and Tyrians brought large quantities of cedar timber to David. David said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord shall be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorious throughout all lands. Therefore now I will make preparation for it." So David made ample preparations before his death. Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, Sanctuary, the third prayer title of 2009. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and GCN viewing audiences, and Manmin TV viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school. This is the first Sunday in this year, New Year 2009. Let us give all thanks and glory to God, the Father, who will be with us and lead us into blessings during this year. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always dwell in light, so that you will receive the guarantee and the blessings of God the Father. Today is such a joyful and happy day. On Sunday, especially on the first Sunday of the year, we can come out to the sanctuary of God and we can worship Him. Aren't you thankful for it? Also, most of you, church members, offer the first hours of the year to God the Father in the New Year's service. You offer to God the Father the first Friday online worship service of the year as well. And seeing you believers who love the sanctuary of God and long for the bread of life, how happy and glad will it make God the Father? Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart." Therefore, to please God is the key to answers and blessings. And there is one very certain way in which we can please God as we live on this earth as children of God. It is the construction of the sanctuary. Namely, we build a place for God the Father to dwell at a certain place on this earth. The blessings given after we build the sanctuary of God will be truly great and amazing. And in this service, I will talk to you about the third prayer point of 2009, the sanctuary. Through the message, I hope you will realize how blessed it is spiritually and materially to build a sanctuary. I also hope that you will realize the deep providence of God the Father, who has given us this duty of the construction of the grand sanctuary and the canon sanctuary before we build the grand sanctuary. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have more fervor for the sanctuary of God so that you will receive great blessings through building the sanctuary of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in 1 Kings chapter 8, we read the prayer of the King Solomon that he offered to God after construction of the temple of God. Verses 27 to 30 says, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built? Yet have regard to the prayer of your servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before you today, that your eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, toward the place of which you have said, my name shall be there, to listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray toward this place. Listen to the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place, here in heaven, your dwelling place, hear and forgive." Then Solomon kept on praying for the time when the people of God sinned. Namely, if some disasters came upon the people because of their sins, Solomon asks God to listen to the people and forgive them when they repent and turn away from sins and see God facing the temple of God. King Solomon understood very well how God-pleasing and blessed it is to build the temple. That is why he could pray so boldly before God like that. About this prayer of Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 2 to 3 says, "The Lord appeared to Solomon a second time as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication, which you have made before me. I have consecrated this house which you have built by putting my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually." The temple that is accepted by God becomes the passageway for our blessings. And for this church too, God has blessed us through each of the sanctuaries. Whenever we moved to a new sanctuary, God blessed us so much spiritually and materially. Now God has given us a great opportunity of blessing, which is to build the Canaan sanctuary. Then why is it a great blessing to build the Canaan sanctuary? Today in some churches, they say that some church members leave the church and they have few newcomers if the church wants to build a church building. It's because of the burden of the construction. But how pitiful this is. God is giving them blessings, but they are rejecting them. If we really have faith and hear that we are going to build a sanctuary of God, we will dance with joy. Today's passage clearly tells us what kinds of heart and attitude we have to have when we build the sanctuary of God. Exodus chapter 36 verses 2 to 7 says, "Then Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him to come to the work to perform it. They received from Moses all the contributions which the sons of Israel had brought to perform the work in the construction of the sanctuary. And they still continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. And all the skillful men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work which he was performing, and they said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the construction work which the Lord commanded us to perform." So Moses issued a command, and a proclamation was circulated throughout the camp saying, "Let no man or woman any longer perform work for the contributions of the sanctuary." Thus the people were restrained from bringing any more, for the material they had was sufficient and more than enough for all the work to perform it. The sons of Israel received the command from God to build the tabernacle for God to dwell during their life in the wilderness, but they didn't have anything in affluence. But when they heard about the building of the tabernacle, many people volunteered. They didn't have a house. They didn't have a piece of land. They didn't have any field. But whatever they brought out from Egypt and whatever they had, they just willingly gave them to God. The people brought so much offering every morning voluntarily that it was literally overflowing. The offering was so much that Moses later had to command them not to bring any more offering. They didn't bring what was left after their spending, but they gave the best of what they had. And how moved our God the Father must have been by this attitude and act of the sons of Israel. It was the same when King Solomon built the temple. Actually, King David wanted to build the temple of God, but that task was handed over to his son Solomon. But King David made all the preparations he could for the construction of the temple. Today's passage, 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 1 to 5 says, "Then David said, 'This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel.' So David gave orders to gather the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, and he set stonecutters to hew out stones to build the house of God. David prepared large quantities of iron to make the nails for the doors of the gates and for the clamps, and more bronze than could be weighed, and timbers of cedar logs beyond number, for the Sidonians and Tyrians brought large quantities of cedar timber to David. David said, 'My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord shall be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all lands. Therefore, now I will make preparation for it.' So David made ample preparations before his death." Brothers and sisters, we cannot build a sanctuary of God just because we have sufficient money. God is the owner of everything in the universe, and thus it is not that He tells His children to give offerings for the construction of sanctuary because He doesn't have money. If God wants, He can give us more than enough money, as much as He desires, for the construction of sanctuary. He created the heavens and earth with His word, and what can He not do? Also, He can move the best architects and other experts of the world to help build His sanctuary. But what God truly wants is not a lot of money or the sophisticated technology. God wants to receive the heart of His children who want to build the sanctuary of God. If we have the burning passion to build the sanctuary of God, He can pour down on us overflowing monetary blessings and open the way to do it. After He lets us sow that way, He will bless us as much as we have sown. This principle of receiving blessing is applied in the same way for the construction of Canaan sanctuary. From this point on, let me explain the spiritual meaning of why it is a blessing to build the Canaan sanctuary. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, since the founding of this church, God has given us the greatest project in human history, which is the construction of the grand sanctuary. The great work that nobody has ever thought of or has yet achieved will be accomplished by Manmin. Since the opening, beginning, and until now, many of you have been in this church, and God has fulfilled each of His word. His words about world evangelism through broadcasting and publication, and also to awaken Israel, and it is also being fulfilled now, and it is beyond our imagination. Now we can see things that are beyond our imagination are happening. And what remains is the grand sanctuary. So how thankful. So after I finish construction of the grand sanctuary, all my duties will come to the end. And before the construction of this grand sanctuary, God has given us the task to build the Canaan sanctuary. This is the task that we all as Manmin have to achieve. As I have been telling you since the opening of this church, the grand sanctuary will not be built by our own strength. When all the conditions are met through the works of God, God will move the hearts of the people necessary, and the construction will be achieved. Some of the members had some misunderstandings, and there was a person who wrote a letter of apology with the repentance. He was saying, Senior Pastor said, Canaan Sanctuary and Grand Sanctuary will be built by kings of the nations and with so many people from around the world. And he thought so, and he complained, but he was repenting. But that is a misunderstanding. Okay, kings of the nations come and build the Grand Sanctuary. Will we just watch them? Oh, they are doing well. So we are building our spiritual house, the house of God, and will we just watch them building it? We will also participate. We will also unite together. But what God said is, because the project of building the grand sanctuary is so great that our own strength is not enough to accomplish it. So many kings of the nations will come and build together. But it doesn't mean we'll just sit back and watch them do it. Also, the Canaan sanctuary, I never said, kings of the nations will come and build Canaan sanctuary. But anyway, we will have to build it. But even from early 2000, I said I don't want to lay a burden on the church members, and I have been asking the church workers to not to lay any burden on the church members. So you will do it by your own faith. So for last year, only once, by the command of God, God told us to give as much as we could do our best once. And I've never said we have to give for Canaan Sanctuary. We have to give offerings for Canaan Sanctuary. I've never said or emphasized anything like that. I think you haven't heard such a word. It'll be done according to your faith. I don't want to lay a burden on you. Then, can God not move the people who are needed right now and build a grand sanctuary? Of course He can. But if He does, it is not in accordance with spiritual justice. When God does something, He always does it in a proper way, according to justice. And the most important condition, according to the justice in building the grand sanctuary, is who builds it. Even though we may accumulate tremendous wealth, social power and authority, and meet all the other conditions, we cannot build the grand sanctuary if we are not fully qualified to build the grand sanctuary. King David also made all the preparations for the construction of the temple, but he himself was not really qualified to build the temple. It's because he shed so much blood through so many battles and wars. That is why, even though God loved David very much, God had his son Solomon build the temple. The quality and the kind of person who has the responsibility for the construction of the sanctuary of God is a very important matter in view of the justice of God. And God has given us, given the task of building the grand sanctuary to us as manmin. God wants to accept the grand sanctuary, which is built through the hands of manmin members who are sanctified and have no blemish, spot, or flaw. That is why God has given us the task to build the Canaan sanctuary before we can build the grand sanctuary. I heard some good news in the morning. Missionary Taeyok Park went, has been to Malaysia for a missionary trip, and there was a prayer center or something, and there was the director or the pastor of that prayer center. He's in some communication with praying to God in depth, and she received some revelation about the grand sanctuary. So missionary Taeyok Park, she showed this projection of the grand sanctuary, and everyone who gathered there was so happy, rejoicing together. This is it. This is what we have received before the grand sanctuary. And they were saying that we'll try, they were saying we'll try our best to help with the construction of this grand sanctuary. And they are not just they. They are very rich people. And Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, and France, they are the Chinese people. In France alone, there's more than a million Chinese. And among them are very rich people. And when they heard about this grand sanctuary, they also want to become a part of it, part of the construction. And more people are revealed this way from our neighboring country. And so we can see that God is preparing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants to give spiritual blessings to manmin members through the construction of the Canaan sanctuary. God began to give His word about Canaan sanctuary in 2001. From that time, the rapid flow of spirit began as well. Everything goes around in harmony. As He began to talk about Canaan sanctuary, He led us right on the flow of spirit to come into spirit. And these were done in harmony. The essence of the flow of spirit is the sanctified children of God. By giving us the task of constructing the Canaan sanctuary, God has let us thoroughly realize how important it is for the pastors, Levites, and church members to have holiness in building the sanctuary of God. Of course, it would be the best if all of us can become sanctified, but God does not want that much. Why? Because there are newcomers, new believers, and those who don't really know the truth. So God does not require all of us to become sanctified. God wants a certain measure from each of the pastors, Levites, and layman members. And to fill up that measure, under His guidance, God has been refining us even up to this day. Also for the worker, so for this year 2009, we have to begin the construction of Canaan Sanctuary. So by the end of 2008, God revealed all the unrighteous things among the church members, the money exchange among the church members. God revealed most of them and put an end to it. And also the part that was not right in the church finance. And so God resolved all those things to face the new year, before we face the new year. And also God put an end to the the matter with the broadcasting corporation, Munha Broadcasting Corporation. So with the new and refreshed mind and heart, God let us face this new year. Also for the workers who are in leadership positions of building the Canaan Sanctuary, God has let them realize what faith really is. God the Father told them to do a certain thing, but because of their lack of faith, they couldn't obey. Through that, God let them reconsider what true and spiritual faith is and find their shortcomings. But that doesn't mean that the faith of the leaders is less than the faith of others. The leaders do have faith, but they were still lacking in meeting the level that God wanted them to reach, and God has let them realize these points. Through this kind of training, we can reach the measure of faith where we are able to build the grand sanctuary. And how is the faith with you church members, layman members? Last year, most of you thought that we would begin to construct the Canaan Sanctuary. But did you complain? No, you were just waiting with faith until you'd see with your eyes. There were no complaints and saying like, why isn't it being done? I thought it was going to begin in this year, 2008, and you were not complaining or talking at the back among yourselves. But I have never heard any complaints from layman members, and your faith has grown up this much. So we can see that we are being united as one and by the will and time of God. So I saw that you were waiting for the time and will of God. The construction of the Grand Sanctuary, which is one of our ultimate goals, is not something we can do with ordinary faith. Especially the leaders who are actually doing the works must have the faith to be able to sacrifice their lives, just like the priests who stepped into the flooding Jordan River. Of course, the hearts of all the church members have to be gathered together to build the Grand Sanctuary, but before that, there have to be the 300 warriors of Gideon. Then, are only the leaders who are actually doing the work the 300 warriors of Gideon? No, it's not the case. You all are among the 300 warriors of Gideon. When the time comes for the actual construction of the Grand Sanctuary, virtually a countless number of people will come to this church. And if God wants to select believers with faith who are like the 300 warriors of Gideon, who should be chosen? Doesn't it have to be you who are here, who will have gone through trials and trainings in this church and grown up in faith continuously? That is why God lets each and every member check his or her attitude and measure of faith at a personal level through the construction of the Canaan Sanctuary. You may not directly get involved in the building of the sanctuary, but God wants each of you to do your part and feel the measure of faith. Please check how much your faith is, how much faith you have. Was it last year, spring of last year? There was the, we had the bird eye view of the Canaan Sanctuary, and we also had some brief design, blueprint, and actually I was very disappointed. This is not it. I was very not satisfied. Yes, of course, it is maybe 7 times more seats than this main than the sanctuary we have here. But I wasn't really satisfied, so And if, even if, when we go have a new sanctuary and have a revival meeting, it is soon filled. We have moved the sanctuary 5-6 times. And when we built this sanctuary also, we came from the old sanctuary, and it was not even half. Not even half was filled. But when I came here for the first time, I was very disappointed. It looked like a small matchbox. And how can we stay here for many years? It would soon be filled. And after we had the revival meeting, it was filled right away. And Friday online service was also filled. And when we go to Canaan Sanctuary, it's the first sanctuary that we design, and it will be built by, designed and built by our own hands. And also, most of those who left will come back, and the power of God will be manifested more greatly. And after one revival meeting, it will be just filled. So that's why last year, when I saw the blueprint, I was very disappointed. And I think it was same with God. So God couldn't let us build as we planned. So His plan was different. And for me to be satisfied, I cannot be satisfied anyway. But to a certain extent, for me to be satisfied, God has been working. God is refining you through the process of constructing the Canaan Sanctuary, so that not only pastors, Levites, and leaders, but also all church members will have increased faith. That is why there are this and that, and the relationship with the residents and the legal matters and everything. So they now face and get involved in those things, so they have the experience, so they will be, because it will be more difficult to build the grand sanctuary, so they can overcome those difficulties later through these experiences. That is why God has been selecting us through trials and tests since the opening of the church, and He has made us like a unit of most highly trained believers. God wants to take each of you who are well trained this way as the cornerstone of building the grand sanctuary. God wants to build the grand sanctuary with all those who will be coming to our church, but especially with you people who are like Gideon's 300 warriors playing the main roles. Therefore, now is such a precious time of training. Then how alerted are you, and how much are you checking and changing yourself? In how much detail are you checking and sanctifying yourself? Above all else, I urge you to check how united you are among one another. This is a crucial point, especially for the leaders who are actually doing the work. God wants all the workers to be united as one in this construction of Canaan Sanctuary. So great will be the strength when the workers are united as one in heart with that faith. And peace must be maintained all the time. When we want to understand each other and encourage each other and have one heart, we can bring down great works from above. In our church, there are many departments and more than 600 pastors and Levites. There are many departments too, but most of them have peace. But in the morning, I was talking to one of the leaders, you have to have peace. There shouldn't be any noise. We have peace, but this particular department has noise in it. And you have to broaden your heart and you have to listen to the words of even little ones and you have to be able to serve so you can become a bigger, greater vessel to have peace. It is very important for the layman members to be united as one too. When the sons of Israel conquered the city of Jericho, it's not only the leaders who were in the marching array to march around the city. Of course, in the front were the soldiers who were armed. Then the seven priests with the trumpets of ram's horns, and the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant, and they were followed by the people. And Joshua said the following to the people. Joshua 6:10 says, But Joshua commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth, until I tell you, shout, then you shall shout. Did the people say such things as, How long are we going to have to march around? How many times do we have to march around the city today? More than 2 million people were marching around and how slow it was. How do we have to wake up so early in the morning? They marched around for 7 days, 13 times. On the seventh day, they marched 7 times. So for that, they had to get up from early morning. Because they had to go around for the whole day. Still, none of them complained. They were marching from early morning for 7 days. They were not saying, saying the words of unbelief. That how can this city be broken down or something like that. Joshua and the priests and everybody were united as one and they obeyed. The first generation of Exodus, they saw the great works of Moses, but they still complained, kept on complaining again and again. When it was not right for their benefit, they complained and complained. That is why God couldn't let them go into the land of blessing, Canaan land. That is why God waited for them to perish in the wilderness. And only the second generation, God sanctified them and God made them be united as one without breaking peace, without complaining, without using their own fleshly thoughts. So even when God commanded them something absolutely impossible with the man's thoughts, they still obeyed. That is why they could cross the Jordan River and destroy the city of Jericho. What God wants is this kind of people. What God wants is this kind of church members, children of God. God wants this kind of people to go into the blessed land, to Canaan sanctuary. That is why God refined you in 2008 and revealed what was not right, and God let you repent, and God made you into proper vessels, and also God made this church a more proper vessel to face this new year 2009. So last year, for the whole year, you didn't complain or you didn't say things like, oh, why is it so slow? I thought it was going to be built in 2008 and why isn't it being done? I don't know whether there was some of you among you, but I never heard such a complaint. And I'm very thankful. And your faith has grown up this much. And you can also wait you can endure and you can wait. You can trust God and the shepherd. And you are united as one without breaking peace, being united as one. And God must be so pleased with this. They said nothing, but when Joshua commanded them to shout, they shouted. And when they shouted, the city of Jericho collapsed. But last year, there were some disobediences too. I told you not to shout. Like Joshua said, you shouldn't let your voice be heard. You should keep quiet. You shouldn't hear or say anything. You should be quiet. But there were some people who disobeyed, and there was a difficult situation for a moment. But now, we can see that this is also stopped. This is what it is like to be united as one. It is to obey the commands of the leader in each one's position and to march forward towards the common goal together in any kind of situation or circumstances. This is what we have to do. There shouldn't be any complaints. There should be only beautiful lips that give out thanks, say amen, pray, and give glory to God. You should receive a prayer of blessing in the right way. One person was trying to sell a house, and he received my prayer to sell the house. And right after the prayer, there was a person who wanted to sign the contract, and he now had the desire, and he wanted to get a higher price, raise the price, and the contract was called off, and there was nobody else who wanted to sign. And finally, his house was put up to an auction. There was a person who was doing a motel, and he wanted to sell it, so I prayed for him for it to be sold. And there was a person to sign the contract, and he also had some more desire. And he thought he wanted to raise the price, and since then there was no more person. And because he bought this motel with the bank loan, and he had to sell it quickly, but he always came and received prayer, but God didn't work. But God blessed him, but because of his desire, he just rejected God's blessing, so God didn't bless him anymore. God didn't work anymore. And 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years, it was not being sold, so he was in trouble. And even when he lowered the price, there was nobody to buy it. And finally, he faced great loss, and he had to finish his business. So some people, the houses or land that were not being sold, after prayer, when they received prayer, people come to sign the contract, and some of you missed the chance because of your greed, and there shouldn't be any greed of this kind. But this kind of beautiful words can come out only from the heart that has stored up good through circumcision of the heart. After all, when we accomplish the sanctuary of the heart beautifully, we as children of God can be united as one and build a sanctuary of God too. Likewise, the construction of the sanctuary is achieved when each of your souls prospers. And the true construction of the sanctuary is when we build the physical sanctuary through the spiritual blessings given. Everyone in one heart, with love, and with earnest desire and longing, until we build the grand sanctuary, we have to build this sanctuary from which we'll receive the bread of life. So God wants us to be sanctified, and through sanctified children, He wants to build Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary. And after we build the Canaan sanctuary, those sanctified children will go into Holy Spirit. Many of you will go into Spirit and Holy Spirit, and through your hands, God wants to build the grand sanctuary. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will realize the true meaning contained in the building, the sanctuary, so that the construction of Canaan sanctuary will be the passageway of blessing for your soul to prosper. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he enjoyed all the affluence without having to sow or work at all. Therefore, he couldn't give true thanks or feel joy for what he was enjoying. And when that Adam came down to this earth and had the first harvest, what would have he felt? When he saw what he gained through his toil and gave sacrifices to God with that, how thankful and joyful he must have been from the depth of his heart. It's much the same with us in the construction of the sanctuary. If God begins to work, He can build Canaan sanctuary or the grand sanctuary in but a moment. Even though we don't do anything, God is more than able to do it if He wants. But it's not really right according to the spiritual justice. And suppose God just works and builds the sanctuary, even though it is not right according to justice. Then how would you feel when you worship God in that sanctuary? Would you have the heartfelt and true thanks, joy, and emotions? We may have it for a moment in the beginning, but that is not true, and it cannot last forever. But when we actually build the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary with our hands and offer them to God, the joy, thanks, and emotions of it will last forever, both on earth and in the heavenly kingdom. Because we will have built it with our own hands, with our sanctified heart, and will give glory to God. God will be happy, joyful, and you will also be filled with joy. Suppose some parents are so rich, and they just give some buildings and hotels to their children. They just give their children. Then the children may be thankful because it is given to them. But for the parents, will they be thankful for the parents? The parents, they just gave their children. It's not that their children worked for themselves and succeeded by themselves and built the buildings and hotels. If they do that and invite the parents, then how happy will the parents be? Because the children, they built them and made them by themselves, made the success. So also, the children will feel rewarded. And they'll have the happiness because they were raised by their parents. And they now succeeded and by themselves, and with their own hands they built the building and hotel. And when they invite their parents and celebrate together, how happy they will be. This kind of happiness is different than just receiving a hotel from their parents. It's the same with us. When we build the sanctuary with our own hands, with our sanctification, then it'll be our pride forever in heavenly kingdom. If God works for everything and He just gives us, and if that sanctuary is in kingdom of heaven, it'll not be really happiness. When we build it with our own hands, it'll be our joy forever. And through that we can give glory to God. It's because we'll have our all this will last forever both on earth and in the heavenly kingdom. It's because we'll have our faith, endurance, love, sweat, effort, tears, and prayers contained in the sanctuaries. Also, through such sanctuaries, we'll have had the chances for our soul to prosper and to come forth as the best children of God. It's not only this, to build the Canaan sanctuary. Until we go in there, you struggle against sins so much. So your souls are prosperous. Some of you have come into spirit, and some of you have come into whole spirit. Those who have come into Holy Spirit, we have quite a few. In the Friday online service, I mentioned, talked about one son. Even if God calls him right now, he can go into New Jerusalem. And there are quite a few whose souls are prosperous. It's just that you don't know all of them. There are quite a few of them. So as we build the Canaan sanctuary, your souls will prosper even more, and more of you will go into Spirit and Holy Spirit. And when we build the grand sanctuary, you will quickly come into Spirit. Many of you who are longing for Spirit will come into Spirit very quickly, also to Holy Spirit. And those who are ahead, because there are people who are ahead, you can take them as role models and take after them and go into Holy Spirit. Through such sanctuaries, we'll have had the chances for our soul to prosper and to become forth, to come forth as the best children of God. Brothers and sisters, the Canaan sanctuary is another step towards the grand sanctuary. By building the Canaan sanctuary, our pastors, Levites, leaders, and all church members will receive spiritual and material blessings and come forth as prepared vessels to construct the grand sanctuary. The Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary are not separate from each other. The beginning of the Canaan sanctuary is the beginning of the grand sanctuary. We should no more think, I will do better when we actually build the grand sanctuary. We must have the earnest desire and fervor that now is the time of beginning of the grand sanctuary. When we build the sanctuary, obviously toil and dedication are required. We have to give the offerings for it and drive away the works of the enemy devil Satan. And there are many kinds of trials. And by passing such processes through the construction of Canaan sanctuary, God can move the whole world to build a grand sanctuary without violating the justice. And this kind of process is being spread more and more. Therefore, now is a very important time. Now is the time when we have to fulfill the justice that God requires of us. God has been emphasizing that we accomplish holiness, and He has been guiding and refining our leaders to come forth as pure gold so that we can meet the conditions of His justice. When we do accomplish the hearts that are like pure gold through this, the construction of the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary will be accomplished very quickly. Therefore, I would like you to more fervently pray for the sanctuary in this year. It goes without saying that you have to accomplish sanctuary of your heart. In this year of blessing, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will completely fulfill all the great plans of God the Father that He will accomplish through Manmin, a church set high above all nations on earth. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Father, I talked about the sanctuary. Help us to cast away all forms of evil and sins and go into Spirit and Holy Spirit. And those who are in the Spirit, let them go into Holy Spirit. Let the Canaan sanctuary be built. And let us build the Canaan sanctuary as the beautiful children who are sanctified. And we thank you, Father, for letting us go through these steps. Father, be glorified alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and please receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you for your grace and love. Lay your hands on them. Show your work, transcending time and space. Bless, lay your hands on all those who are attending the service through satellite all over the country and all children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world and all GCN viewers and all Mom and TV viewers and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and believers in other countries. Also, there are prayer requests with their photos, and please lay your hands on them. Father, Pastor Yun, for 3 days, he'll have the leaders, church leaders, leadership conference. Father, give him the power of the word, fill him with the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and when he prays with the handkerchief, show your work with the most high power of creation. Also, missionary Zhang has and he will also have the conferences and seminars and show your work to them when he prays with the handkerchief, and let them all be more sanctified and give them more power, more power of word. Show your works through multi-part of creation. Let many people be healed and give glory to you. Sung Gui Mei wants to be healed of skin disease. All skin diseases and germs go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Be healthy. Go Won Jing wants to have speech of faith, and his son Wang Cho is addicted to internet, and heal him and save him. Also, and let him receive salvation. Give him the strength to quit the internet addiction. And Wan Ai Ying wants to be healed of last stage liver cancer. And Wang Min wants to have easy delivery. Light come. Father, be glorified. And Huang Xiang is repenting of idolatry. He wants to be healed of sore throat and tumor in thyroid. Evangelize her family, and her son, Pan Ho Ran, is also addicted to internet. Father, set him free from this addiction, and they want to receive material blessings too. Yang Ya Jin has uremia. Be healed of uremia. Ding Song has schizophrenia and cerebral apoplexy. Be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ho Chun Nung also has schizophrenia. Be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, lay your hands on them, all members from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and light come. Father, lay your hands on the infirmities and weaknesses and fill them with your energy, and let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Also, heal all the cancers and lung diseases, the consumption, the tuberculosis. All kinds of diseases go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. All kinds of cold, flu, runny nose, coughing, all go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. All kinds of contagious diseases go away and protect them. Father, protect them with your fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. All kinds of burn, all kinds of germs and diseases. All skin diseases, loosen all the paralysis and make them whole. Father, give them prosperity throughout this week. Drive away all problems. All, Father, give them prosperity, and wherever your children may be, destroy all the camps of the enemy, devil, and Satan, and protect them with fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, with your heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them become the head, not the tail. Let them lend but not borrow. And protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles. And let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, All pastors, missionaries, and members in other countries all over the world, protect them. Father, thank you. Give them peace throughout this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.